Welcome to BB Radio. I am your host, Kat Dean. On today's episode, I am going to challenge you a little bit, okay? I am here to start ruckus. I am here to cause problem and conflict, okay? And if you did not know already, by the title, I'm choosing violence, okay? Because there comes a point in every woman's life, now it can be situational or just in general, where you have to make a decision. Either you're gonna be a bad bitch or a sad bitch, okay? This is something that haunted me this entire summer because I felt like, oh, shit was happening. Like, things always happen, right? Like, of course, right? Like, but sometimes I felt like either I feel like I was at a crossroad. I felt like I had to make a decision, either shit or get off the pot. I had to make a decision, either move forward, smile about it, understand, right from wrong, whatever, whatever, and keep it moving. Or like, do I sit and like waddle in this energy? And so I'm here to challenge you because this concept is very deep. Because at the end of the day, girls, it's okay to feel down and out or to feel confused or conflicted or whatever. But you have to ask yourself, how long are you going to stay there? How long are you going to keep talking about the same old stuff? How long are you going to be talking about what you want to do versus what you are doing? Okay, so I'm challenging you. I'm about to shake the table. Okay, so get yourself prepared and really think for a moment. Okay, come into a baddie world with me. Okay, and let's talk about it. But before we do that, I want to thank you girls so much for tuning into this podcast episode. We are back in the building as we previously discussed, and it's looking good, okay? The numbers are great, the girls are loving it. Feedback is fantastic, so just keep it coming, all right? I know a lot of you girls have been looking for me. Like, I had some of you girls reach out to me on like Pinterest, other random social media outlets that a lot of people don't know me about, like know that I have, I should say. And people were like reaching out, like, Kat, like, where are you at? Like, are you on social media or whatever? So I did pop back on the gram, if you will. I was kind of on the gram here and there. And if you knew, you knew. Okay. But my handle is I'm Kat Dean underscore. So, like, for instance, on IG, that's what it is. I'm Kat Dean underscore. IG is probably going to be my main focus outside of TikTok because TikTok is really cute too. I love the community of TikTok. I love the people I follow. I'm like a complete fan. I follow so many people. I don't even care. You know what I mean? If I like you, I like your content, I'm following you because I use TikTok for entertainment, you know. But nevertheless, though, I'm about to start, doing day in the life videos, showing you girls like I have like a whole thing of like baddie essentials, kind of like segment baddie on a budget. So some different things that mama has been cooking up, okay, mother, if you will, to make sure that the girls get the content that they need and they get the resources that they need so they can live their best versions of life, okay? So yeah, we're back in the building. Follow me on IG and let's get into this podcast episode. So, I kind of already gave you a little bit of a taste of what we're talking about here, but let me break it down a little bit, okay? So, all right. So, you're you, right? Now, when it comes down to deciding if you're going to be a bad bitch or a sad bitch, this ideal of both has some attributes to it, if you will. So, a bad bitch is a woman who is resourceful, confident, assertive. She is very comfortable with who she is. She has a game plan for her life. All right. She is healed or in the process of healing. Okay. And she walks in the room like she owns that hoe. You understand? It's very basic to being a bad bitch. However, the challenge comes in at staying consistent. The challenge comes in at is continuously evolving your idea of a bad bitch in the essence of your look, in the essence of your mentality, your lifestyle habits. That's where the challenge comes into play, okay? And sometimes when we are on this journey of being a bad bitch, we can fall into sad bitch pitfalls, okay? So that's normal. It's normal to fall off the horse, girls, okay? Like, I'm not expecting you to just be on your business all the time. However, there are certain attributes that come along with you entitling yourself as a bad bitch. You understand? You're a girl that has a plan. If you're out here just rolling around every day, not necessarily knowing if you're coming or going, does not know what your life looks like in the next 3 to 5 years. Like, I know none of us really know. You know what I mean? Like, we could have never predicted COVID. Like, we could have never predicted some of the stuff that has went down over the last couple of years. However, you can at least set your intentions in the essence of you know where you're going. You understand? Like, it could be widespread. You could say, okay, 3 to 5 years, I want to be financially secure. I want to maybe have a home or a condo. You know, it may be, I want to be healed from my childhood trauma. Okay. You might need 3 years, because it took me a couple of years to really like get to the place where I'm at. It took me like 7 years. This was not no easy journey, honey. You understand? It was lots of late nights, early mornings, no sleep. You know what I mean? Reading, 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 listening, listening, binaural beat pounding, you know, in the sauna, 1 hour, 2 hours. Like, this thing was real. Because as all of you, I'm sure you have your own stories, right? Like, that's a lot of shit that you unpack. Once you start really doing quote unquote shadow work, ooh, girl, it's layers upon layers, because then it's like your reality starts to make sense to you. And then your behaviors, you start to check them. And then you start looking at the people around you and start checking their behaviors. And it's just like, wow. Okay, you're gonna be mind freaked when you really start investing in yourself and investing into healing. So when I think of a bad bitch, you know, these are the attributes that I think of. Now, when it comes down to being a sad bitch, that is a girl who has allowed her situation or circumstance to defeat her. Okay, like, you've ever had a moment where you're just like, yeah, this is too much for me. I can't do this. You're having a sad bitch moment. Okay, like, you know, it's one of those things where if you stay there, then you in turn evolve into this sad bitch. But we all have these moments. We have our sad bitch pitfalls, sad bitch moments. It happens, whatever, whatever. But the T of it is, when you become her, when you evolve into her, that means that you're walking around here waddling your own crap, not cleaning it up. You're making up excuses. You're constantly repeating the same patterns. You know, you're like, whoa, 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 it's me, playing victim and victor all at the same time. You understand? Like, it's one of those things where you're not stabilized, and you're using anxiety, depression, sadness, or whatever to keep you in this downward spiral. Because I tell girls all the time, where one thought begets another thought, begets another thought, begets another thought. This is from a positive perspective or a not so positive perspective. Whatever you think about, if it's positive, for example, what happens is law of attraction in your brain will continue to feed you what you're putting out. So if you get into saddy mode and you're like, oh man, you know, I don't know how I'm going to get out this situation. And then you start thinking about your boyfriend. Friend, and then you start thinking about that person at the Starbucks that was a little mean to you. Next thing you know, you're thinking about how much you ain't shit because you didn't make your bed this morning. Then you're gonna be thinking about, oh, how your parent used to always scold you and make you feel like you were small. Like, girl, it's just gonna keep on going. Next thing you know, you're gonna be in sad bitchville. Okay, you're gonna buy a condo out there. You know what I mean? You're gonna be living your best life, drop top sad bitch edition. You know what I mean? Like, it's really gonna become an identity for you. And a lot of girls. A lot of you are out here living in savage world, and you're wondering why your life continues to be reflective of this energy. Now, you don't have to always be like really destitute. You could just be like hot and cold. You know what I mean? Like, one day you're like excited and you're happy about life and everything is working out for you. Then the next day you're like down, depressed, about to slit your wrist. Then, like, no shade and no disrespect. I mean, metaphorically, and it could be literally. Now, trust and believe, I'm not lightly saying that, you know, in the essence of like slitting your wrist. What I'm saying is that it's one of those things where if you are sick, if you are having some mental challenges, of course you need to seek a professional, because baby, we do not want to self-harm. But when I'm referencing it today, I'm referencing it metaphorically. Right, we're not talking literal, but if you are, you know, in that space, that's okay too. I mean, it's not okay in the essence of, you know, mommy wants you to live, and I want you to be the best version of yourself that you could be. However, if you're having some harmful thoughts, you really need to see someone. That way, they can coach you through that and help you to recognize your beauty and your essence and your je ne sais quoi on another level. You know what I mean? The podcast might not be enough, and that's okay. All right, but when it comes down to it, if you're sitting in the energy space that's not serving you, like, it's not giving you consistent happiness or consistent contentment, you have to challenge your thought process and your behaviors, because you are perpetuating this sad bitch energy, and you're staying there because you like it. You love it. It is who you want to be. And I say that because at a certain point, we choose to be a bad bitch or a sad bitch, or we stay the same. Now, let me break that down. All right. So, you got a situation that's going on, right? You got a life-changing moment that's going down in your situation, in your, you know, your span or whatever, right? So you have the opportunity to say, all right, this is the situation in front of me. Let me look at what I can fix. Let me look at what I can't fix. Let me look at what type of self-talk I need to do with myself. Like, you know, you're analyzing everything. From there, you have to make a decision. Either I'm going to rise up, I'm going to become resourceful, I'm going to check who I need to check, I'm going to cut off whoever I need to cut off, I'm going to get my life together, get my mind together, and I'm going to execute the will that I need to execute. You understand? Like, you can either come from that angle, or you can waddle and say, woo, 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 me. Okay. And you could be like, oh, why is this happening to me? And how am I going to get past this? And, you know, why does this keep happening? Because the thing is that either way, you make a decision. Okay. When things happen to you, you maybe unconsciously make this decision. If you're the type of girl who something happens and you're literally, you something go down and you're on your phone trying to Google how to get out the situation, you know, your car break down and you Googling mechanics. Okay. You calling up your booze and say, hey, I need some dough so I can tow this car. If you're that kind of girl, then you in your bad bitch mode. You understand? You floating in the energy and the space that we want to be in. But if you're sitting here waddling, wondering, woo, it's me, your car done broke down and you just sitting up in that hot car trying to figure it out, and you ain't walked your behind down the street, sashayed, and got you some damn gas. You understand? You got to use what you got to get what you need. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not telling you to, like, sell your body or your soul or whatever. What I'm saying is make it work. You understand? Like, it's easy to find an old couple, you know, and just say, hey, my car broke down. I need some assistance, right? Versus just sitting there and waddling in your situation, okay? So the thing is, when it comes down to selecting your character, okay, selecting if you're going to be a bad bitch or a sad bitch, some key things that you want to consider, okay? Now, when any situation happens, okay, in life, you got to pep talk yourself and ask yourself, Kat or Mary or Joan or Chloe or Micah or whatever your beautiful name is, okay, what you need to ask yourself is, am I going to be a bad bitch or sad bitch, a bad hoe or a sad hoe? You got to ask yourself that coming out the gate, because there are moments when you might want to be a sad bitch. I'm going to be honest with you. If the pressure is too thick, okay, sometimes the pressure is too thick. It's too much going on, or it's multiple fires taking place at one time. And you're like, hey, I can't look. I don't know how I'm going to defeat this dragon. It's okay to be a sad bitch temporarily. You know what I mean? You can do it for a couple of hours, maybe even a day or two, maybe even a week. You know what I mean? If you can hold off that long. But at some point, you got to put on your big girl thongs and figure out a game plan. You know what I mean? You got to put the play together, because you owe that to yourself. So let's be very clear. Like, you can be a sad bitch, but please understand that that's temporary. I'm not expecting you girls to sit there. I'm just giving you a pass if you need to sit there, okay? But when situation arises, you have to ask yourself, who am I going to be, okay? Now, there's an option to be yourself. I think I mentioned that a little bit before. You can stay who you are, meaning that you can stay wherever you are, wherever you're at. So you might be the kind of person where you don't necessarily handle conflict well, or you might be the kind of person who does handle conflict well, or you go numb when things take place, or, you know, you're all over the place. You ask people for their opinions and then you decide on your game plan. Like, you can stay in that energy, you know what I mean? But you have to ask yourself, what has this energy served? Like, how has this energy served me? Okay? Because when you just sit still and when you decide, like, all right, well, you know, I'm just going to stay the same. Because the thing is that at every situation that arises, it's going to take another version of your bad bitch energy to attack it and handle it and manage it. Okay. Like, you're going to have some small giants, some small little demons you're going to have to deal with at first. And this happens in life in general, especially when you're on the self-discovery mission. And I constantly say that because you will be so surprised how much stuff goes down when you decide to work on yourself. I don't know what, I do know what that's about, right? As a teacher, I know what that's about. That just means that you're unplugging, right? And shit is hitting the fan, okay? So you just got to ride the wave and eventually things will start making sense to you. But at the end of the day, though, there's, as situations arise, you're going to offer a different bad bitch version of yourself. Okay, because I remember when I first started my journey, the little demons that was popping out, you know what I mean? People that was testing me, it was like, it was cool. It felt a little overwhelming at first. And I was like, you know, this cool, all right, you know, make a decision, stand on it, et cetera, et cetera. But then, girl, as I really started healing and the room really started rumbling and people started seeing me for who I was now, oh, they had a problem, honey. I'm talking about my kids' fathers acted a fool. I'm talking about I dealt with so much energy at one point. I was ready to go. I'm not going to lie to you, girls. Like, I was ready to get up out of here. You know what I mean? Because it was so overwhelming. It was like what? You know what I mean? And like the energy and the approach that I had at that, they say, bad bitch level one, it wasn't going to work here. You know what I mean? That little sweet talk, that little feminine energy, whatever. No, this bad bitch version I had to present, you know what I mean? Was a no nonsense, I'm going to come at you and cut your head off type, you know what I mean, vibe. You know, that was an evolved bad bitch. You know what I mean? Like, when stuff was happening, I had to ask myself every single time, Kat, you going to be a sad bitch or a bad bitch? What you going to do, baby? Because you can't be both. And every time I chose bad bitch, I knew that it was going to take a different version of that energy. You understand? When you're dealing with different things, like when you're dealing with depression, if you've been dealing with depression your whole life, okay, and you decide, hey, I'm about to get on this new energy Kat talking about, I'm going to decide I'm going to be a bad bitch or a sad bitch. Understand that this depression you're dealing with on the day you decide you're going to be a bad bitch is going to be a different kind of depression than you've dealt with before and a different kind of depression that you deal with moving forward. So just know that concept. You know what I mean? Like, and it's the same thing even too when it comes down to being a sad bitch. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Like, that, those are different versions of those of that girl too, right? You got the one who's crying. You got the one who has anxiety, you know, extreme anxiety. You have the one who's depressed. You got the one who's suicidal. You know, there's different versions, different levels. Because when you a sad hoe, you're sad bitch, you know, girl, it's just one thought begat another thought, you know, but I don't know what thought you initiate the whole operation with. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. There's different levels, different versions of this ideal. But nevertheless, choose bad bitch every time, girls. Ultimately, that's what I'm trying to say. Okay, the sad bitch is cute. You know what I mean? She's cute, but she's seasonal. You can't stay there because it's not cute after a while. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If you have responsibilities, okay, like, I mean, like, you have kids. I mean, you're responsible too. Like, how can I say this? You're a priority too. You are important too. Like, you should be valued as well. But at the end of the day, though, if you have people that you're carrying on your back, you have staff members, you have kids, girl, all that sad bitch shit, you need to cut it out. Okay, stop crying over spilled milk and get your butt up and clean it up, because I'm going to be real with you, right? I'm going to keep it a buck. Everything that's going on in your life, you brought on your damn self one way or another. Either you were settling, you were fantasizing, you were sitting at the stoplight and did not make any changes or progress, and that's the reason why you're sitting where you're at. It's your own damn fault. Hard pill to swallow, but it is what it is. So don't sit up here and cry now that the fruits of all your labors have manifested. You understand? Like, if you know that, like, this guy that you're dealing with, this girl that you're dealing with is not good for you, and then you stick in a relationship and then they cheat on you or they do some wild stuff to disrespect you, and then you're sitting up here crying like, woo, woo, it's me, can't help me, woo, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to be like, girl, look, I love you dearly, but you know you're about to shit on yourself. You know, when you had all them signs before, when you was feeling uncomfortable, when you was this and you was that, you should listen to your intuition, because it would lead you to go in a different direction. You know what I mean? So don't be sitting here crying and whining and trying to figure out and put your play together, because at the end of the day, this is a situation that you brought on you. You can change it now. Don't get it twisted. You can definitely move forward and say, you know what? I'm going to have a different approach. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to, like, even though I made these decisions, I'm not going to, I'm not going to waddle right in the repercussions, and I'm not going to allow the repercussions to make a mockery of me, to defeat me. I'm not. So I'm going to be a bad bitch. And when you get into your bad bitch mode, that's when you get resourceful. You figure out, how can I get myself out this situation? Okay, there's 1,000 ways, bitch. Okay, you start meditating, get your energy right, and figure it out. Okay, that's the energy we're coming from. That's the place we're coming from. Okay, make a decision. Make a decision on who you're going to be, how you're going to move forward, what play you're going to do. Okay, if you're going in sad bitch energy, listen, can't be there forever. Ultimately, you got to be in bad bitch energy. Just know that if you decide that character, there's levels to it. Mortal Kombat style. Get your behind ready. Get your mind right. Have your podcast ready. Have your notes prepared, girl. Get you some sage. You might need some wine. You're going to need quite a few things. when you decide, I'm going to be a bad bitch. I'm going to handle this. I am not going to allow the situation to beat me. I don't care what it is. You understand? Like, if your dresses aren't fitting the way you want them to dress, don't be a sad hoe. Don't be sitting here crying in front of the mirror telling me, look at my tummy. Get your behind the damn waist trainer for Amazon and tighten that up. You understand what I'm saying? Get you a dress that's more flattering instead of wearing these tight ass dresses that don't fit you. Okay, and then you sitting somewhere feeling sad and bad about yourself, trying to figure it all out. That's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, if someone's not treating you right, stop sticking around. Stop wallowing in your own crap, you know, crying and all this other stuff, being like, oh my God, it's me. They're so mean to me. No, baby. You're allowing yourself to be disrespected. You're allowing yourself to be in situations you don't want to be in. Stand up. You understand? Stand up. Get it together. Okay? Look. At the end of the day, girls, when you decide if you're going to be a bad bitch or a sad bitch, what will happen for you is you're going to have an extreme mental shift. It's something about even saying it. I'm going to be a bad bitch. I'm going to be a bad bitch. What would a bad bitch do? Okay? That's what you need to be asking yourself. Like I used to say back in the day, what would Jesus do? What would a bad bitch do? Okay? WWBBD. Okay, period. Girl, I'm going to put that on the shirt. Period. What would a bad bitch do? That's what you need to ask yourself, okay? Every single time. And the thing is, when you think of a bad bitch, think of a woman who's confident, iconic, a woman who is handling her business. She does not have lack. She is abundant. Okay, what would she be doing? Tap into that, okay? And then proceed appropriately, okay? But ultimately, this is going to help you with mental shifting, which is what you need to handle any situation in front of you, even to get the lifestyle that you want. You cannot think, baby, if you sitting up here crying and waddling, feeling defeated, haven't managed your anxiety, you cannot think. I mean, you can't think, baby. You can think whatever you want to do. And I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you can do whatever you want. But it's going to be a little harder for you to get the ideal life that you want if you're crying the whole way there. Okay? If you're literally blaming everybody else and not looking at yourself as a common denominator in these situations. Like, if you're literally just at a place where you're just, I don't know, you know, just not feeling your best self. You can't think that that energy is going to propel you fully to where you want to be, because it will propel you. Girl, anger, sadness, stuff like that, it can cause you to have a boost, but it doesn't propel you. It will boost you up. Like, if somebody pisses you off and you want to get revenge, it will help you temporarily. But I can guarantee you, it's one of those things where it's always funny how revenge goes down. Because sometimes the other person is not even aware that you have you want to get vengeance on them. They have no idea. They're living their best life. Okay. And then you have situations where even when you get the revenge, the person might be apologetic. They might not even really know what they did affected you. And now you done went through all of this stuff, put all this energy into it. And now here you are looking foolish or slightly feeling sad because this person really is sad about what they done to you. And you've harvested all this anger to help you to build momentum. Like, you know, people that said, oh, you ain't going to be nothing when you get older. So you use that as your fuel to say, hey, I'm going to become successful and I'm going to get my good body. Or like, you know, you break up with a boyfriend and he was talking trash about you. So, and you know, about your body or whatever. So you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get this revenge body. I'm going to do this and do that. You can go ahead and get the revenge body, but I can guarantee you once you get it, girl, he ain't thinking about you. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, he was disrespectful. When y'all was together, he was rude. So like, and even if he does give you the proper crowning that you're seeking, it's interesting because you won't get the prize. Like, he's not going to say, oh, yeah, let me go ahead and be with you now because you're skinny or because you're fit. Because even if he does say that, do you really want somebody like that? You know what I mean? Like, do you really want someone who's willing to tear you down if you're, you know, dealing with something and not really feeling your best self? And then all of a sudden can be with you and support you and love on you when you leveled up? Now, I'm not saying that that's 100% wrong in the essence of people deserve to be with the best versions of another person. It does not make sense to have to deal with a fixer-upper. You understand? We all grown, okay? We all got the same amount of time per day. Just like you're listening to this podcast, elevating yourself, your counterpart should be doing the same thing. They ain't got to listen to my podcast. They can listen to another podcast, watch another YouTube video, you know, reading on their own. Like, they do not have to sit and stay the same. So it's one of those things where you deserve to be with a partner who is evolved. But it's the opposite way too, girls. Right? Like, your partner deserves to be with the best version of you. Your partner deserves to be with a bad bitch. Like, why not? You know what I mean? Like, why not? So it's like, you know, in some essence, it's like, yeah, okay, if he accepts you or she accepts you now that you've evolved and everything, it's like, it's cool in the essence of they really wanted you to be the best version of you, or they were willing to meet you when you were the best version of yourself, which you'll find to be very intriguing, that as you continue to level up, you look better, you do better, you feel better, you're going to get better candidates, you're going to get better engagements in general, strictly off the fact that, like, you know, you're looking better. You know what I mean? Your energy is better. Because when you look better, when you invest into, like, time, you know, when you invest time into, like, your grooming and, you know, you organize your wardrobe and you clean your space, it gives you confidence. Unmatched confidence, if you want to be a buck about it. You understand? And so what happens is you attract people who have went on that same journey, who decided to do something different. Okay? So at the end of the day, when we decide to be a bad bitch or a sad bitch, it's a mental shift. You know what I mean? It's a mental shift. But then also, too, girls, I want you to feel empowered. Like, when you decide to not allow something to defeat you, when you decide to make a new decision, this gives you a gold star. This is a tool to add to your beautiful toolbox. You understand? This is something that is valuable. Okay, because deciding that you're not going to be defeated, it makes you stronger. Now, listen, girls, I know we got this kick of being soft and not being, you know, if, for instance, if you're black, you know, you don't want to be a strong black woman and everything. I get it. No, I ain't trying. Listen, some people say that to me. They be like, oh, you're so strong, blah, blah, blah. Girl, no, I'm not. You understand? I'm weak as hell. Do you know I was crying right before you made this comment? Do you know how much I had to pray? Do you know how much, you know what I mean? Like, it's like people say this, you're strong and, you know, you're strong. Girl, please. You know what I mean? But I get it. I get what you're saying. You know what I mean? Like, I persevere. You understand? I keep it moving. Okay? And I guess that's equated to strength, right? So at the end of the day, girls, you know, when you decide to be your best self, when you decide to tackle things with a lighter energy, a more abundant energy, a more productive, a more we got to get it done kind of energy, when you're not defeated, this ultimately makes you feel more confident in yourself because you know what you're capable of. You understand? Let me tell you something, babies. I am the definition of a bad bitch. The person you listening to, your coach, okay, your favorite podcast host is a real bad bitch. We ain't talking about no, like, they built me. You know what I mean? The internet didn't build me. I've been doing this shit, okay? I decided to bring the bad bitch energy on to the media waves. You feel what I'm saying? At the end of the day, Kat been slaying these dragons. You understand? Kat been working on herself. Kat been presenting her best version of herself. Because at the end of the day, it's either, and I learned this long time ago, either be a bad hoe or a sad hoe. Bad bitch or sad bitch. Like, it's just that simple. Because I cannot accept defeat. If my kids got to eat, I have to figure that shit out. You understand what I'm saying? If I have a building to pay, I got to figure it out. I ain't got time to be crying. All that energy that I spent on crying and all that, I could have been spending on getting some other stuff done. I could have been texting somebody and saying, hey, you got that bread that you owe me. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I could be, you know, getting my house together, having a conversation, cutting people off, putting people on the block list, whatever. Doing whatever I need to do to survive. And we're not talking about survival mode, babies. We're talking about living life, being the best version of yourself and keeping this ship moving. That's what we're talking about here. And that's what I want you girls to do. Keep it moving, toots. You understand? Like, when you decide to get into that bad bitch mode, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing you could tell me. You understand? I have slayed some dragons, some demons, honey. My confidence is unmatched. Some shit happened to me. I might have a moment where I'm a little defeated, a little sad. Like, the moment might last a minute, no more than five. No more than five. Because shit happens and it throws me off. You know what I mean? And I get upset and I'm like, dude, like, what's going on? You know, we all on the up and up. And then here come this fool throwing everything off. You know what I mean? Here comes this thought or here comes this energy. You know, but at the end of the day, when it all boils down, I choose to be a bad bitch. I choose to cry for a moment and I choose to get up and figure it out. You understand? And that makes me feel confident. That lets me know I'm that girl. That lets me know that whatever's in front of me, I can handle. That means that if everything was gone today, I will be okay because I've been in that situation where I had nothing. You understand? Had no money, no home, nothing. You understand? Like nothing. And then dealing with all the little weirdos of the world trying to tell me who I am and what I am, and you know, tell girl drama, baby. I got story times. Don't worry, you're gonna get into it. You're gonna be like, what? Yeah, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, girls, you got to keep going. And I say that from one bad bitch to the next, you got to keep going. All that sad shit, all that crying and all that, that's cute at times. It's cute for that moment, it's understandable. But you got to put on your big girl thongs, mama. Put on that push-up bra, mama, and get it done. Handle your business. Feel better about yourself. Eat. You understand? Work out. Put on that waist trainer. Drink your water. You understand? Get organized. Feel better about yourself. Okay? Open up the damn blinds and let the sun in. Okay? Take a vacation, girl. Walk down the damn street. Be quiet. Okay? Be quiet sometimes. Okay, that's a part of being a bad bitch. Okay, if you don't got the bad bitch manual, then you know what I'm saying? You need to get that, or you need to go ahead and like read it again. You know what I mean? We got laws, we got standards, we got like a way that we think and way we operate. Brushing up and tighten up. You understand? Tighten up, all right? Well, that's all I got for today, girls. I love you so much, okay? And I'm just so happy we're back in the swing of things. I want you to choose being a bad bitch over everything. You understand? Because all that sad stuff is cool. I get it, okay? But at the same time, you need to get up and get it. Make it happen. Make it work. You understand? Do whatever you got to do so that way you can live your best version of life. Now, listen, girls. I'm going to let you in on something, right? If you didn't know. It is the end damn near of September, okay? Now, I'm not putting no pressure on you to become whoever and do whatever and be whatever. But what I am saying is New Year's around the corner, okay? Now, we in an era of life where we're realizing that a lot of things were bullcrap, okay? Sometimes New Year's resolutions can be bullcrap because it could be a setup for failure in the essence of, you know, you overanalyze, you try to overachieve, and then when you don't hit these milestones, you know, you're feeling defeated, etc. Like, we're not trying to get into that space. But what we are trying to do is be very aware that this is 2023. Whatever you wanted to accomplish in this year, you got a couple more months to go ahead and knock that shit out. So you need to prioritize whatever you said you wanted to do and start knocking that stuff off. You got enough time. Okay, if you want to get that body together, you got enough time. You need to lay off on the damn snacks. Okay, put that damn waist trainer on, girl, and do some type of detox. You understand what I'm saying? If you said you're going to get that house together, get that damn house together. You said you was going to save up a certain amount of money, get the saving. Stop going to Starbucks. Okay, stop going shopping. Stop spending your money or whatever. Budget differently and hold yourself accountable to what you said you were going to do for 2023. You have enough time. It literally takes seconds to manifest. All you have to do is become in full alignment, okay? Become in alignment with who you want to be. Show up, all right? Because the first is going to be here, girl. And on the first, okay, I want to hear you girls let me know what you accomplish. I want you girls to tell me, like, Kat, you know what I mean? Like, that little pep talk we had in September, that put me on. You know what I mean? And I got this, and this done. You understand? I was feeling down a little bit. I was a little sad because everybody keeps saying, like, girl, we needed you. All right, baby, I'm here. Now, let's get it. You understand? Let me see these goals accomplished. Let me see that glow up. Let me see that body. You understand? Let me see what you're talking about. Okay? That's where we at right now, okay? So, I ain't gonna talk you off no more, okay? But I love you deeply and dearly, and I wanted to keep my commitment clear, okay? So, here we are, all right? I will check in with you girls tomorrow. This is Bad Bitch Radio. I'm Kat Dean, and I will talk to you girls soon. Ciao.